tell us what you would do if you were president regarding our national debt, sir?
Yeah, we have two problems. One is every year we spend more money than we take in. And, you know, at some point, that's got to end. All right. And one thing I'd do is cap how much we spend at inflation less 1% in discretionary non-military spending and veto bills above that, as I said. So you got to bring spending down. But number two, we have huge obligations that I'm told it's like $40 trillion. Some calculate more than that. That's a number. A trillion is it? I mean, billions a number most of us can't deal with. A trillion is completely out of the question. And because the total U.S. economy is about $13 trillion. We have about a $40 trillion obligation in our various forms of entitlements. We're frankly going to have to look at our entitlements and reform them in such a way that we can maintain our promises to our seniors, but also make sure the promises we're making to young people in their 20s and 30s and 40s are promises we intend to keep and that are honest. And we can do that, but we're going to have to make some adjustments. President Bush tried to do that with Social Security, allowing people to have personal accounts. Right now, Social Security takes in more money than it pays out. And yet government takes the surplus and spends it on annual budgets. I'd rather let people have that money go into personal accounts and have it grow so that we can reduce the burden on Social Security down the road. These are the kinds of ideas you're going to see us have to put in place if we're going to reduce this extraordinary obligation which America faces. Great question. Thank you so much.